Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am your host Matt Trudell. With me, like always,
Yanny Alex Baker.
Yanny, oh Alex, were you hearing when I was talking to Chris about how this accidentally happened to me?
What?
The Yanny Laurel situation.
What, you came across it on the internet somehow?
No, well I woke up this morning and I was on Facebook and I saw there was five statuses in a row that was all Yanny over Laurel or Laurel over, and I'm like, what the heck? So I'm like, the first thing I think is, oh, some stupid reality show situation went down last night. Mm-hmm. But I gotta figure out what it is because for some odd reason I'm a weak human. So I searched it and then I ended up hearing it and then I heard Yanny and then I heard it another way and I heard Laurel. So I always thought that the dress deal and same with this is they're just it's two separate pictures, you know, and it's let's trick half the people into this and half the people into that, you know, it's just a hoax.
Yeah. Well, actually somebody said they were messing around with the basses on Audition, the bass level of the voice, and you can hear it, parts of it as Yanny, and it also comes in really clearly as Laurel.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, let's go to sports because I could care less at this point. Is that, I'm just being honest. I don't care. We're going to start out today NBA style, and okay.
We're calling him out. He's chickening out here.
He always finds a way.
He has a convenient excuse that these finals are in the way. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Just LeBron's finals are in jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. They have a legit opportunity to come back and win this series. But to me, the thing I would love the most is that we're not having a Golden State Cleveland series again. I'm just tired. It would have been the fourth straight year. I think it's four straight years
in a row if it happens.
And then, you know, at the way that Houston lost game one, you know, remember when I was telling, I told him I was good, it's four or five games, and he was like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Why is that again, Matt?
Because Houston is a bunch of losers. Look, I'm tired of you, okay? All right, Alex.
Just like our ball read 48 Laws of Power.
Why do we have to go through this every episode?
No, just make sure you get your points in.
Look, I know you didn't watch any of Game 1 of the Golden State Houston series.
Shocker.
But it was embarrassing. Much like Game 1 of the Cleveland Boston series was a blowout. Mm-hmm. Embarrassing. I can see LeBron and his team. I don't know, though, because last night LeBron balled out of his mind and they still lost. So, to me, you know, I would like to – well, I wouldn't say I would like to think, but I would think that they would win at least two games out of this, even if they end up losing to the Celtics. Look, let's get down to brass tacks here, all right? LeBron James has never wanted a coach.
He wants to be the coach.
That's He always wants a puppet, right? And people always talk about, Kobe and MJ, they had these great coaches. Yeah, that's because they were willing to put their ego aside and have a great coach by them. That is not Kobe and Michael Jordan's fault. That's LeBron's fault for always putting himself around. Eric Spoelstra has been the best coach that he's had. Outside of Eric Spoelstra, can you name a non-puppet? Mike Brown? David Blatt? David Blatt was a good coach, too, but he didn't have the power because LeBron wouldn't let him. I'm just saying, you know, that's something you need to wear. You can't sit there and blame Tyronn Lue at the end of this series when you lose and don't go to the NBA Finals. He will get blamed because that's just what happens. But, I'm tired of people making excuses for the fact that LeBron decides to have these lame duck coaches as the fall guy, you know? I mean, let's be honest. Tyronn Lue's Lee Harvey Oswald in this scenario. Am I right?
And LeBron... My uncle would love you for saying that.
You know what I'm saying? The fall guy, if you will. You know? So I just... it drives me crazy. If Sebastian was sitting here right now, he'd be like, well, he has Tyronn Lue as a coach. Of course, because he chose Tyronn Lue as his coach. That has nothing to do.
It's reminding me a bit of 2010 and his last year in Cleveland, because that year they were ousted by the Celtics in the playoffs, shockingly.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't shake anyone's hand.
Yeah, then he went to Miami. So maybe this is the year he get same thing and he goes to Philly.
I think he's going to Philly. Look, here's the deal. He's staying in the Eastern Conference because he's scared of the Western Conference, because he'd actually have to play real basketball year round. I think another thing that happened last night is after the game, he probably went and checked out what happened in the draft lottery, and they got the 8th pick instead of, you know, a top 3, top 5 pick. In my opinion, he's leaving. There's no doubt about it. And honestly, I really think Brad Stevens is one of the best coaches in the league. He's taken a team that lost Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving. Gordon Hayward's been out the whole year. Kyrie Irving got injured right before the playoffs. And they're dominating the Cavs right now. And LeBron whined and complained about his team in the beginning of the season and got them all traded away and brought in his guys, you know, and then this is what's happening. Again, I see them still winning a game or two. I don't see them forcing it to 7. I see the Celtics probably moving on from here. Do you think Cleveland can rebound off of this?
I still think they have a shot.
I think they have a shot.
I still got to go with the fact that he's made it 7 years in a row.
Correct. But here's the deal. This is how I see it, right? I think LeBron can give you 2 wins alone, right?
Yep.
With that being said, he went crazy last night and they still lost and gave up a lead, right? So that could have been one of the games, right? And then on top of that, Brad Stevens has done an excellent job of kind of nullifying important parts on the team. I mean, and they'll win a game or two. I don't see them winning 2 more. Like, that's the thing, is like, they're already down 0-2. And even though the Celtics are kind of young, they're so well coached, I don't see Brad Stevens getting them in a scenario where they will choke. I don't know. LeBron didn't look great game 1. He looked a great game 2. I don't know where we go from here. I would imagine Cleveland would have to win the next game.
Well, obviously.
Well, and I know, but when I say that, I know they have to win it, but I think they will win game 3. Because if it's just like, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, the Caps and Lightning series. It's like, you got to win that game 3. You're down 0-2. You got to win that game 3. And then Houston's down 1-0, and
so sure are some NBA playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah. Isn't it exciting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a crazy thing. You're watching, you know, even and we'll go into this in a little bit, the Cap series, the first 2 games weren't that entertaining. Mm-mm. But I would still watch it over what's definitely going on. I want to watch the NBA Finals, but I have no interest whatsoever in this right now. I told Sebastian last week, when he told me I was crazy, that Houston was going to go down very early. Charles Barkley made a joke after game 1 and said he picks Golden State in 3. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's that bad. Like, sometimes, I mean, doesn't the Houston Rockets team this year kind of remind you of like the early 2000 Redskins? Where, not early 2000s, but like mid, like
with
when they
like,
when they would get Mark like Brunel. Albert Haynesworth. Or they would go out and get like all these top level guys, but they just didn't end up, like, they would give them all this money, but they wouldn't perform to it, you know? Yeah.
Well, those teams were pretty awful. They wouldn't even make the playoffs. I mean, at least these guys are making the playoffs.
Correct. I agree with that. But they got out big name, big money guys. And just because you put together these guys doesn't mean that they're going to work well together.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always been Dan Snyder's thing, getting the big free agent signings. He did that when they were first under his wing.
Under his wing.
Yeah.
Come here, little Redskins. Sorry.
That's going to offend somebody.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was talking about potatoes. I was talking about storing potatoes under my wing. Darn it.
Got to be more PC.
I'm done in this town.
Got to be more PC.
Yeah. All right. Let's get Ron in here. So if you had to guess right now who's winning the series and when in the NBA.
Well, I mean, Golden State's obvious.
How many games?
I'll say 5. Be okay. Generous.
All right.
And I still kind of have a sneaky feeling about the Cavs.
You're still going to take the Cavs.
I just got to go with history. 7 in a row.
I'm going to take Celtics because you should have never put that in the air. And I agree with history. I agree with history. But Brad Stevens is, I mean, he's really like, this dude, in my opinion, not personality-wise, but coaching-wise, right? He's like the next Pop. He's the next Popovich. He took a team that, I mean, they got hit. Gordon Hayward, it was like the first game of the season, if I remember.
Yep.
Out. He's your big free agent signing. He's out. Your big trade for Kyrie Irving. Out. And now you got all these young guys, and they're just balling out of their mind. And this is the team now at their current state. You know, if you look at it, at their current state, minus Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, just due to injuries, 0-4 Pistons type deal? Not, there were more well-known people on the Pistons.
Well, back in that day, they were like that 0-4 team was like a bunch of guys who either has-beens or never will-bes. Chauncey Billups up until
he came. That was his seventh team.
Yeah, and he was considered a draft bust because he was a third overall pick. And he was a draft bust before he came to the Pistons.
Yep. And then
Rip Hamilton, nobody wanted him.
Rip Hamilton was a reject from the Wizards.
Yeah, Rasheed Wallace was considered the guy who could never win it.
I love Rasheed Wallace, though. He's one of my favorite basketball players of all time.
Ball don't lie.
Top five all time.
Both teams played hard.
I got him over LeBron. He had the best bald spot in the industry, yes, man.
The bald spot. Yeah. Love that.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I'm just saying this is they're working as a team. They're all coming
they're
up
no
big.
Superstars,
yeah,
saying.
Like Marcus Smart came up big in game two. You know, sure, like you have guys that kind of insert themselves when they need to, but then lay back. Like that's what you want. You know, it's like when you play mellow ball. You know, it makes it very easy to stop. And I just think I can't say better things about Brad Stevens. Like I just have always always kind of liked him, but then to see you know him rolling like this right now is just really impressive. Anything else you want to say about the NBA, or can we move on to the NHL?
No, go ahead.
All right. The NHL. Now I know you've been watching the NHL.
Yes.
And we got to start with the Caps. I know I'm a Jets fan and all. Yeah, but all right. So I'm going to tell you something. I heard people the other day on the radio after they went up 2-0 and they came on the radio starting to talk about, oh, look at the Caps. It's darn near in the bag. And they're like, stop. This is a perfect scenario for the Caps to start choking. The Caps looked absolutely horrible in the game last night. They are lucky they got that second goal.
They were never in it. I could tell from like the first 5 minutes that they weren't going to win this game.
I'll tell you, the first 5 minutes, I thought, okay, it's pretty even right now. But then, dude, leading up that possession in the offensive zone, 5-on-5 hockey, before they got the penalty that led to the first goal, was just like, at the very least, it's been a very long time since I've seen that much of controlled possession in a 5-on-5 high. Like it looked like a power play.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, wait, do they have a power play? Because like, why does Tampa have the puck? And then they get tired, and then it was a tired penalty, which then led to the first goal. To me, and Stamkos knocked that one in, which is I think is big because you know he's the star, and him and Kucherov put in a goal last night as well. Are the guys that everybody's looking to? They're the stars on the team. You know, you guys just had a terrible first two games, this and the other. It baffles me how you can be up 2-0, right? And come back to your home ice off that high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you had to win that game, right? But you didn't have to look so bad doing it. It was bad.
Maybe it's them just saying, we've never been here before. We've never been two games away from winning the conference. And they're like, we're the Caps. Again, what are we doing here?
Again, all right, so in that case, maybe you come out amped up and you just make stupid mistakes, not look dead. They look dead. Orlov had a terrible game. Jeremy Roenick was killing him in between every period. He was like, do you see this clown out here? Like, thrashing him. As much as you say, like when we talked about basketball and you said you still got money on the Cavs, I think Tampa Bay is going to turn this around. I think that it's not that I want it to happen, even though it would be great. Here's how I feel, right? If the Caps lose game four, they might lose the next two.
Yep.
Right?
It'll be a reverse of the Blue Jackets.
If the Caps win game four, it's probably going seven, and they have a chance to win. If they win game four, they have a legit chance to win. But if they end up, if it's even after this, it's over. It's over. If they go six or seven, it's over. Because all that momentum got stripped right away, and you go home. You're at home. This is your opportunity.
I still think my theory is that they're going to be like the Sharks 2 years ago. The team that never broke through, finally gets there. They get to the finals, and then they choke in the finals. That's mm-hmm. That's what I think is going to happen.
Look, that's the funny thing is because Caps fans, they know it's coming. They know it's coming until it's impossible for it not to come. And that's my favorite thing about Caps mm-hmm. fans, you know? Because, I mean, they're a bunch of commies anyways, yelling that red, you know, mm-hmm. in the middle of the national anthem.
Ovechkin, the Russian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they had Alexander Semin back in the day. We know what his name really was. So.
You know what somebody wanted to, it was Alexander Semin, Brooks-like, and Ovechkin. Somebody mm-hmm. wanted to make a line of those three. And it would be called Ovechkin Like Semin.
That's awesome. That's awesome. If you had to look at this, what do you think? Caps are up 2-1. They got the game in hand.
It depends on the fourth game, like you said. I think the Caps are going to turn it around. You can't play two games like that in a row. I think even though they have their choking history behind them, I think they're going to come out a lot better. I think that game three was just a lot of like, oh my God, we're the Caps. What are we doing in this situation with this much going for us?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. I think Tampa's a better team than the Caps.
Yeah.
And they had back-to-back games. And
Vasilevskiy looked a lot better.
Yeah, but they had back-to-back games that they looked terrible. Mm-hmm. Game one and two, the Lightning, you were like, what's going on? So is it possible for the Caps to come out and lay another dud? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ovechkin's been balling, and you can't really say anything about him in regards to, yeah, I mean, he's really been.
Yeah, he's not doing a mellow this year.
He's really been, and I've always been one person to say that Alexander Ovechkin has every year proved to me more and more that he is the Carmelo Anthony of the NHL. But he's throwing his body around. He's doing everything that you would want mm-hmm. your best player to do. So shout out to him for that, and he's doing his thing. But I don't see it possible that they're a DC sports franchise, man. And as a fan of the Wizards, and as a fan of the Wizards, and as a guy who has grown up in a suburb of DC. You know, more of a suburb of Baltimore, but close to D.C.
Yeah, like, I get your point.
In Columbia, it's not that long. I have seen countless team after countless team from the D.C. area, the Nationals, the Capitals, the whole Alexander Ovechkin era, other than mm-hmm. the first 2 years, they've been ridiculous, and they fail every year. The Nats, for the past like 6 or 7 years, fail every year. So yeah, I really think that curse is real. It's probably because they didn't allow a billy goat somewhere or something like that. I don't see them winning. Even now, if they would have won game three, I would have been like, okay, now there's no way they can't take one out of these next whatever, you know? But
they still got a game at home. I think they're going to turn it around. I think that last game, as bad as it was just... Maybe a bit of a wake-up call that don't take this, you know, you had won those two games, you got past the hump finally, getting to the conference finals, getting out of the second round. Okay. I do think they can get past this round.
So would you be willing to bet?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, Alex, but you got a game in hand, Alex. Let's You know? No, do you want to bet a bad movie on it?
No, I'm not betting. I'm not that confident in caps.
Okay. All right. All right.
This is my personal belief.
It's my. It's still real to me.
Still
dude.
Real to me. Damn it.
Putting your bodies on the line. That guy is a legend in my book. I don't care who you are. Still real to me, damn it. All right. Other NHL.
The Knights. My Knights. I'm still riding that train.
Yeah, still riding the Knights train. My brother's on the Knights train. It's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Brian. He probably won't listen to this, but just in case. We got in this.
Did I see that last goal on the second game? That was sick.
Dude, there were a lot of sick goals, but yeah, you're talking about the one that went.
It was made 3-1.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was pretty. It was a. There's some nice goals, man. Winnipeg and Vegas can score some nice goals. I personally think my brother and I were discussing this on Mother's Day. We both personally think the winner of this series is going to win the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
He's all in on Vegas. I'm like, you're dissing my Jets. You know, how could you diss my Jets out here? I was talking a big game. I was like, we're going to eliminate them in five. I think it's going to be a really good series. I think it's going to be a really good series. I think it's going to be very similar to the Nashville series. Look, Marc-Andre Fleury, it's not that he struggled in game one. I just don't think he realized he had not faced the offensive power that was the Winnipeg Jets yet.
He looked out of place.
And the Jets came out and got me pumped, man. They won. Mm-hmm. They won game one solidly. I mean, it ended up being 4-2, but
yeah, it was like 3-0.
It was always in favor. And then Vegas responds game two with Massachusetts scoring a couple goals. I call him Massachusetts, Marchessault or whatever his name is. But yeah, so game three tonight, 8 p.m. I'm pumped. Last week I made a mistake.
Gonna get the Vegas light show.
Oh yeah, yeah, dude.
Your favorite.
I can't wait to shut those fans up. Vegas fans are much like California fans. You know, if they were doing like the first year, it's cool because it's a novelty, right? But then after that, you know,
it gets tiresome.
Yeah. There's so many other things to do in Vegas. So if they were to suck next year or the year after, right? People would stop showing up. You know, they'll go back to Siegfried and Roy or whatever, Celine Dion concert.
They got the Raiders coming in town.
Yeah, you know, and then you know, there will be a dad in the hockey game when there's a brawl between Vegas and whatever fans, and he'll be like, help! Help!
Help!
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm pumped. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been watching every single game. Like, I've been watching the Caps games as well, but, like, I do have a dog in this race, in this fight or whatever you want to say. But I'm telling you, I was trying to tell my brother, man, we're too stacked. We're too stacked. I think we will end up pulling it out. It might take 6 or 7 games, probably 7, but I think it's going to be a great series. Buckle up, buckaroos.
I've got my Knights.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see. So are you willing to bet on this one?
No.
Oh, come on, Alex.
We'll do bets on it's March Madness.
I'm just trying to offer.
We can't break tradition.
Okay. All right. Tradition's meant to be broken. Mm-hmm. You know? There's a lot of traditions we used to do that we don't do anymore in this
country.
That's
a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
Well, guys, over the past couple years that we've been giving you this show, I really appreciated all the listens we got. We'll miss you. I don't know what I'm going to do from here on out, but I'll find my way. It was fine with it's still real to me, damn it. But then when you take it to that level, you know, it's like... Anything else you want to say about hockey before we move on to...
Ain't like it used to be.
Especially in hockey.
Yeah.
I just don't know where to go from here, Alex. Like, you really just leave me speechless at times. Sebastian, come back, please. Like, we're only 25 minutes into this episode, And I don't have that many more topics left to kind of cruise us through this. So we'll see. So we will see. We'll go to baseball. We'll start out with the topic that you will enjoy talking about. At least I think you'll enjoy
Indians sucking?
No. No. Oh. Detroit being in it, man.
I was surprised. Like, I was just noticed because they've taken two from the Indians. And they're just one game out of the wild card, even though they're three games below 500. Not one game out of the wild card, one game out of their division. And, you know, I just haven't really been paying that much attention because I was prepared for the worst for this year, but...
Well, and you know... Go ahead.
I still think, like, look, there's no team in the postseason history has ever made the playoffs with, like, a 500 record. So that's not going to sustain, but they're not out of it yet. Who knows? It's still early. Anything can go. We're only in May.
Yeah, Winnipeg and Vegas is 9 o'clock tonight, not 8.
Yeah, because it's Vegas.
Commies. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that, man.
Oh, come on. Grow a pair, man. Drink some coffee.
I drink coffee.
I stay up and watch it.
Do you got to wake up at 5:45 tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. I want to. I'm going to try my hardest. Don't get me wrong. But tomorrow's going to suck. Oh, man. Mm. All right. I'm sorry. I just got that bad news. So, yeah, man.
But, like, Sebastian was, you know, he was always complaining about his team's terrible offense. And I'm like, oh, cry me a river. You still swept us back in April. Now he might have a point. I mean, Twins are just half a game behind. We're just a game behind. That's a division race.
Yeah. I mean, it's the middle of May.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to keep in mind.
Like I said, no, it's not, you're not going to get like a losing team winning the division. It's not going to be the 2010 Seahawks.
Yeah.
With 7-9 record.
Yeah, I remember
Jeff
that.
Fisher.
Good old days. And then they beat the Saints.
Yep, that was the Marshawn Lynch run.
Marshawn Lynch. My bleep run. Where it didn't like measure...
They measured
like
something on the Richter scale.
Yeah, yeah. Is the Richter scale named after Mark Richter?
I don't know.
Was it Mark or Mike?
You think what the goalie for the Rangers?
Yeah,
I think it's Mike Richter.
Mike Richter.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just talking to my girl the other day about like how goalies used to be like household names and how they used to be on teams for years and years and years. Oh, and yeah. It just isn't that thing anymore. Like I was like Marty Brodeur, Ed Belfour.
You told kids today, asked them who Tim Thomas was. Nobody would know.
I know who Tim Thomas was. He didn't want to shake Obama's hand. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that? Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping yourself from being ridiculous. You've already potentially ruined our careers. I know you joke. And have a certain way about yourself here, but the microphone doesn't cross that as much.
I was about to say
Yo,
something.
Your face was just like...
Oh, no, I've done one. Yeah. I can't do another one.
Yeah.
I've done my quota for the day.
Yeah, I wish we could just go back to Laurel and Yanny talk. From the beginning of the show, please.
Respect.
What were we talking... Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Tim Thomas, you know.
No, he's gone. He had like two good years, won a cup, and now he's gone. And that was only a
That is like he was one of the beginning of the like new, you know, post 2004 when they ruined the goalie position. You know, it's like
I mean, there's still like, you know, Pecorine and Lundqvist, but Lundqvist is almost on the outs.
Agree, but your shelf is like it's done.
Like 5 years.
Yeah, man. And like it used to be like, I mean, Marty Brodeur was
like
the goalie for the New Jersey Devils up until a few seasons ago, right?
Yeah, then he played a year with the Stars.
Yeah, really?
That's
depressing. I was away from hockey for a long time, man. I don't like the rules. I like goalies. So, like, when they ruined the goalie and they took away the two-line pass, like, it drives me crazy every time I see a two-line pass now.
I love the two-line passes.
Of course you do. Because you're one of them. You're a casual hockey fan.
I'm from Detroit, man. I'm a big hockey fan.
Do you miss the ties? I miss
ties. I hate ties. I don't like shootouts, but I rather it's better
shootouts
than a tie.
Are terrible, bro.
I don't like them either, but I rather have a decision in the game rather than a tie.
But here's the deal, right? Look at it this way, right? You could have a team that playing real hockey is significantly better than another team at playing real hockey.
Yeah, but like you said,
but then they're good at shootouts, so it's like I hate that. It drives me crazy. I hate the shootout. I think it's one of the worst things that's ever happened to hockey.
I partially agree, but
the
I'm
trapezoid
just saying,
ruined hockey.
All I'm saying is that it's better than a tie. I did not like ties. Ties are not good in sports.
In why? Sport. It happens in soccer all the time. It works perfectly fine.
Yeah, because it's soccer.
What's wrong with soccer? It's foot hockey. Like, it's literally foot hockey. Minus the face-off.
Because it's all because like half the games end up like 1-0 or 0-0 or 2-0.
See, oh, you're just one of those Americans. You know what I'm saying? That
yeah,
you're like the. But what about crime? You know what I'm saying? One of those. I'm gonna censor myself because I don't want to get us in trouble. But you're one of those. You know what I'm saying? Let me just point it like if you actually watch soccer. Right?
I tried.
You'd realize that there's a lot more than 1-0 game.
I tried watching the World Cup, and it was boring.
What teams did you watch? Did you watch USA?
Yeah.
Stop! Like, that's the problem. You want to know why we suck at soccer in USA? It's because, the games end 1-0. Like, stop it. All right?
What, I also watched MLS.
Jesus. All right, guys. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption. We're done a half hour into this thing today. I don't know if I ever want to continue talking about sports.
But the MLS is popular, isn't it?
The MLS. Yeah. Wayne Rooney's coming to D.C. That's the saddest thing ever.
What, the guy that runs the Steelers?
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to have his 80-something-year-old tail out there on a wheelchair. I got to, like, calm myself down because I almost said something really messed up that would have been worse than anything you said today. So, all right, Robinson Cano, man. Robbie Cano.
Is it like any – whenever players get busted for the big steroids like, you know, him or Braun, is it, like, big news anymore? Do we even care about steroids anymore like we did, like, 10 years ago?
I'll tell you something. You know me. I think I got an argument with either Jimmy or Sebastian about this because I'm pro steroids. I think all of our athletes should be juiced. So I have no issues with it on that level. I will say, though, I was a little surprised.
Not that nobody surprises me anymore.
I was a little surprised about Robbie, man. I was.
Altuve. You tell me he's on steroids? Hits like 5 home runs every year. And then like last 2 years, he's tearing it up, like hitting more than 20.
Yeah, he might have just focused in. And maybe he was taking, you remember those Focus Factor commercials back in the day?
Oh, with Brady Quinn, Now I'm Done, that one?
Maybe. I just remember the one with the CEO where he's like, I'm blah, blah, blah of Focus
Factor.
It
was like a protein shake or something?
No, it was pills.
Maybe.
Anywho, I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised at the fact that you've had such a great career, never got caught, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're on the DL, you get caught. It's just like it's the Peyton Manning wife HGH all over again. You know what I'm saying?
Deer antler spray, Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah. I tell people that. People always want to deny that. And I'm like, yeah, that's a thing. Let's be honest. I mean, come on. Why would it benefit the NFL, right? Sidebar real quick. Why would it benefit the NFL to come out and be like, yeah, we proved Peyton Manning in his last year in the NFL.
Because that was such a great season for him.
It was. Yeah. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. Beat out Brock Osweiler. Now that's some real competition.
Real
just like
competition.
Kelvin. Just ask Kelvin.
Hey. Brock Osweiler beat out Tim Tebow.
And Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
And
Paxton Lynch.
Brandon Whedon with the Texans.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
You know that Brandon Whedon throws the prettiest ball that Jerry Jones has ever seen. I'm still a little 80 games, man. Robinson Cano. Mariners done. They're going to be done.
It's always one of these things every year, though, isn't it? I mean, when these things happen, I just kind of shrug.
When's the last time we got a big name out of it?
Braun was just a few years ago, right?
Braun was like 5 or 6 years ago, and he ended up being fine off of it because he ruined some poor guy's life.
Okay, then there was Melky Cabrera. Wasn't he just a few years ago?
He might have been. Nelson Cruz was a few years.
Nelson Cruz.
Well, Nelson Cruz was like 5 years ago also. Because he's on the fourth year of his contract that the Orioles weren't willing to give him. That's how I see that. So, yeah, that was like 6 years ago. And I think Braun was right around that time as well. So it's been a while.
Okay.
The last big name scandal is when they found out Bartolo Colon had a second family.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, I do remember.
That was like 2 years ago. He was with the Mets.
I knew. Do you remember Fausto Carmona? That his name really isn't Fausto Carmona, and he's like 3 years older than he said he was.
Is he Liriano now? Or
I don't remember.
I remember like
something Liriano.
Yeah, I think he is.
And then Miguel Tejada's older than he says he is.
Yeah, but that was like 10, 15 years ago, man. Like, Sammy Sosa's white now. Like, it's crazy. We live in a wild world. Jose Canseco is no longer running his mouth. Like, I was thinking about that the other day. Someone was talking about they had on another radio station, they had Lou Piniella, right?
Yeah.
Who I thought he died. I'm not going to lie. I love Lou Piniella, right? And because I hadn't heard from him, I just automatically assumed he passed off into the baseball heaven or whatever. But they had him on the radio the other day, and they were talking to him, and they were talking about how the Cincinnati Reds team that he won the championship with against the Athletics, where the Athletics had McGuire and Canseco. And I was like, oh, my God, Jose Canseco's a thing. And then I was like, oh, my God, Jose Canseco hasn't been on, like, a reality show or, like,
you haven't heard his wife hasn't written a book yet.
Yeah. Does he have a wife?
Yeah, she was, like, writing some book. I remember back in the bookstores a while ago, it was always on the front of the store.
My brother hated Kurt Warner's wife.
What?
Because he thought she ran her trap too much or something like that. Sorry, Brian. Happy birthday. I'm serious. He hated her, dude. Like, he was like, I hate her. All she does is, you know, run her mouth. Okay. Well, all right. So the O's are turning it around. They're only, I think,
14 games below now?
You know, it was funny. The other day I was like, did you guys know that the Orioles are only a game behind Kansas City in the wild card division, the wild card race, and people were like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Yeah," and Kansas City's behind another 10 teams. Like, hey, I'll tell you something.
Now, you don't think they have a shot at all this year, obviously.
No.
So, wouldn't you be rooting for fan tanking, getting a first round draft pick instead of slumming it out, winning 70-something games, and just getting middle of the pack?
I think what we should be doing right now is selling. There's only five people on the team
that should stay.
And one of them's Chris Davis, and the only reason why I think he should stay is I don't think he should stay. I just think no one will pay for his contract. So there's him. There's Trey Mancini. There's Chance Sisko, Dylan Bundy, and Kevin Gausman. Outside of those five, take Adam Jones, take Jonathan Scope, take Manny Machado, take as much as you can. Here's what I will say about the Orioles. It was nice to see them win 3 out of 4 games, but they won 3 out of 4 games against a terrible team just like themselves. They did score 17 runs in a game, which is shocking because for most of the year, they haven't been able to score one, and if they scored one, they weren't scoring two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's nice. I would have liked to see the Phillies game last night because the Phillies are doing good.
Coconut oil.
Huh?
Coconut oil.
Exactly. You didn't look it up yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Of course you haven't. But I will say, until the Orioles start putting up performances like that against good teams, there's nothing to get excited about because there's only a few Rays out there, and there's a lot of like Blue Jays and, you know, like teams that aren't the greatest but will thrash the Orioles. I mean, so if the bats start to heat up, I just they're so far out of it. It would be absolutely surprising to me to dig out of that hole.
What you need to do is go to the AL Central. Then you still have a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to see, you know, I mean, if we should trade, we should trade, but we're not trading yet. So if we're not going to trade, like at my point right now is like, can we see how close to 500 we can get? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if we end the season and we're two games under 500 after the start that we had, because I was tortured for 14 years, I might be like, hey, way to save that season. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trash.
I feel the same with the Tigers.
Yeah. Like you guys are going to win your division, though.
Hey, we got a shot, man. I'm riding the train.
Manny Machado is in a Triple Crown hunt currently.
And you want to trade him, Matt.
Absolutely. He should have been traded last year. And I'll say that to anybody. My future mother-in-law is a huge Manny Machado fan, and her and I were on different sides of... She thought we should keep Manny. I was like, we should get rid of Manny. And now she's at the point where I make her feel bad pretty much almost every day about Manny, because I'm like, you see, this is what keeping Manny gets us. Because he's balling out of control. Mm-hmm. But is it helping our team? We have 11 wins, 12 wins tops. We're a month and a half into the season.
Yep.
I just can't wait till we start hearing these trades. But the problem is, and you hear the Boston Globe came out with an article about how the Orioles are the most dysfunctional franchise in the major leagues, and that they don't know, no one knows who's actually running the team, and no one knows what Brady Anderson's power is over, speaking of steroids, you know, his power versus Dan Duquette's power, and what's Buck's power, and which Angelos is running the team. It's like, it's just a circus. It's just a circus. And that article made a great point, right? Because I do think it's time for Dan Duquette to go, but Dan Duquette has been able to put a winning product out on the field against his owner's better judgment. You know what I'm saying? Like it's an uphill battle. Like, the fact that he was able to put out a team that Buck could win with all these years when ownership is like, no, 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 no. So that's why we got rid of Markakis and we ended up getting Travis Snyder, or we ended up getting who are these other bums that have been out there?
Ron Flaherty.
Ryan Flaherty didn't play the outfield. I mean, he could play the outfield, but he didn't usually. And Ryan Flaherty's having a good year. I'd kill for having Ryan Flaherty right now over Tim Beckham, or, you know, Ryan Flaherty played a third base. We don't have a third baseman right now. We got Pedro Alvarez out there. I don't know, man. I think Manny's having a great season, though. And I mean, of course he is, right? Yep. Because it's a contract year. He's trying to get paid. So that's what these guys do. Did you see in the American League that the top three pitchers in ERA are all Houston Astros?
So Verlander.
Yep.
Cole.
Yep.
Keuchel.
I believe so. Let me just pull it up real quick. Oh my word. Yeah, Verlander, Cole, Charlie Morton.
Morton, okay.
1.21, 1.75, 2.03. Bro, that's impressive.
Verlander still got it. He's 35, and he's still got it.
Yeah, yeah. Are you upset about that?
Hey, if we stuck with him, who knows what would be going on this year. He might be winning the division.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys could go all the way. You could go all the way to the playoffs and leave it up to your bullpen.
Yeah. Great bullpen. So much faith.
I wanna see with their ERA, what's their record? I know they're good, but like,
I think pretty sure they're still leading their division.
Yeah, they should be. Sidebar while I'm looking this up, Michigan State agrees to pay $500 million. I think it's over
the thing with that college, I don't think they're ever going to rebound from this. Even this is a scandal, I think.
Did you just refer to them as that college?
I don't think Michigan State will ever rebound from this. I think it's
trouble at home.
Even worse than the Penn State or the Baylor scandal.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because this was national. This was a guy that was doing this to a bunch of women who were part of the U.S. women's gymnastics team. And he was doing it for about as long as a Sandusky and definitely longer than what was going on with Art Briles and Baylor.
I don't know, though, man. Are you ready for this? Here to me, and I've had this conversation before. I think Penn State is worse for one particular reason. All right? Yes, this guy was a creeper, and he was a therapist or whatever. He was a doctor.
He was athletic trainer.
Athletic trainer. So, yeah, he's disgusting, right? But he did not create a foundation solely to search out his victims.
Still, he was being enabled by people who were high up with that.
So was department. Sandusky. People knew it. Look, Sandusky. And
on an international level, not this was as bad as Sandusky was. It was just Penn State. Like, this was not just Michigan State. It was the U.S. gymnastics team. U.S. Not international, but national.
Yeah. That's messed up. But, bro, you create a foundation for kids without father figures, and then you adopt some of them? Like, bro, I don't know. Look, they're both terrible, and I hate the fact that we have to weigh which one is worse, right? But, like, to me, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yo said, that's like, do you ever watch the show Dexter?
Yeah.
That's like Trinity Killer, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, hey, guys, I love God, but, you know, shanking people. I don't know. I mean, I think Michigan State deserves everything that they are getting thrown their way. I think the Olympic people should get everything that's going to be thrown their way. Yep. I'm very surprised that it is May 16th and Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio still have a job.
It's not just the Nassar thing. For all we know, there might be something more going on with basketball and other athletics.
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty disappointed in that. You know, it's like, okay, we'll pay this money, but we're not going to get rid of Izzo or D'Antonio. Mm-hmm. Is a little messed up. It's like, oh, y'all haven't learned. Like, they even fired the dude who snitched at Penn State. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dude who actually, now granted, he snitched and then he accepted a job and worked for years and years and years. See, this continued to happen and said nothing. So I don't really feel bad for him, you know, but they fired everybody at Penn State, man. Took statues down, like, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Dez Bryant is still unsigned. Where do you think he will end up?
Maybe the Ravens.
He said he has no regret for turning down the Ravens because he turned down the Ravens.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, the Ravens offered him a multi-year deal, and he wanted a one-year deal for a lot of money so he could go test the market, and he didn't publicly say, I don't want Joe Flacco giving me that one-year contract arm, but we know what it is.
Maybe what Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm surprised that he hasn't signed anywhere yet. I think
he just isn't the guy he used to be. Andy's a head case. People would be put up with you if you're...
I'll tell you something, though. If I'm able to get him for the right price for 1 year... Look at Alshon Jeffrey. There was all this doubt around Alshon Jeffrey. He took the one-year deal with the Eagles, and he went out of control. Like, this is a chance for Dez to maybe revamp his career. I don't know, man. I think there's a team out there for him. I don't think he's Victor Cruz. Like,
no, but I'm just saying he'll get somewhere, but I just...
Jacksonville, people, maybe?
Maybe.
Put him in Houston, H-Town. I don't know. I don't know. You hear what Nick Saban did?
What
he said about UCF?
No.
He dropped a diss track on him, man. Like, he just killed him. He said, hold on, I got it right here.
Okay, let's pull it up.
let's pull it up specifically because it's great. He said, despite claims, UCF didn't earn any titles. Bomb drop. Dude, that is amazing. Look, I'll tell you something. I was all for the University of Central Florida when they were winning. But how they've handled it really makes me want them to lose every single game next year. Because, like, bro, you printed your own rings. You made your own rings.
They know that's probably the last time they're going to even get anywhere that close. Let them have their fun.
No, don't let them have their fun. Like, what? Here, what?
What?
Alex, you don't... Alex.
What?
Alex.
What?
Say, all right. Just hear me out. Say... You were in high school, right?
Yeah.
And you're an all-star football player, right? And
at the same high school Mark Teixeira went to.
All right, we're leaving this. say, you're out here. Your team actually goes, and goes to states, and you win the state championship, right? And some other team out here, you had one loss, right? But your one loss was able to get you into the state football playoffs, sure. Right?
Why not?
And there's another team that had one loss, but they beat you. They're your one loss, right? So they go, you both had the same record. You ended up going to the playoffs and winning the state championship. And they go, well, we beat them, and they won the state championship. We're going to get our own jackets. And then you're walking at the mall locally in Severna Park after going to a Mark Teixeira signing. And you're walking and you see a guy from that team that you know, I won states, and he's wearing a fake state championship jacket. That's a clown. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't deserve a prom date.
He might have a point.
Oh, stop.
He might.
Oh, stop.
We should have been able to beat him.
Dude, no offense. Any team that, and this is going to sound terrible, and I'm so sorry for this, okay? Because it's not going to be, I don't mean it as mean as it's going to sound. But if you got a one-handed kid on your team, you're not a national championship caliber team. Like, just
he
not.
He got drafted, didn't he? Guy's got talent.
I don't want to
say
why. Jim
Abbott threw a no-hitter, and he had one.
Baseball is very different, okay? Baseball is very different.
Jason Pierre-Paul is still playing, and he's got three fingers on one arm.
That's because he cost too much. He was cheaper to keep her, okay? That's exactly what that
he
was.
He got a pick six while he had three fingers.
Stop it, okay? Please do not sit here. Jason Pierre-Paul played for the University of South Florida, okay? If he would have had a hand situation then, it made perfect sense, okay? Like... We know why he got drafted. All right? People go by. You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying.
Hashtag strong.
Exactly. Okay? You know? He might sit on the bench while his team wins a Super Bowl for his hand. I mean him. But. I'm sorry, man. That is the most ridiculous thing ever. I would drive my team to Central Florida if I was Nick Saban, and I would just set up the real national champions lemonade stand or something and just have the whole team sell lemonade to people and be like, this is what championship lemonade tastes like. Don't get their bum lemonade. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying.
Oh, stop. I'm just saying. Alex, you know, come on. Alex.
You know what? They're undefeated. They're undefeated. They beat Auburn. You know who Auburn beat?
Alabama. Cool. Yeah. But we could do that all day long. You know what I'm saying? You said undefeated. I was like, all right, Alex. One more thing, and we need to take up around 6 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah. Well, could I talk a little bit about Matt Patricia? Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely talk about Matt Patricia.
I think the media is... the way they're really trying to dredge up something where it's almost impossible to get any new details. Because the case, if you don't know what the case is, he was accused of, him and this other guy were accused of sexually assaulting this woman back in 96 at somewhere in Texas. And there was people brought up, it was brought into indictment. The woman never decided that she couldn't handle the stress of testifying or something in court, so they dropped the case. He was considered innocent, and it's been 22 years since. Now it's being brought up because people are saying, why didn't the Lions check this? Why didn't they do this in the background check? And then why didn't the Patriots do it when they hired him before? My point is,
they probably did. They just didn't care. He has a good football mind. That's America.
What I'm trying to say is there's nothing. There's no evidence for you to say one way or the other. You can't say he's definitely guilty. Mm-hmm. And you can't say, I wouldn't say necessarily, oh, she's completely making up, she's a fraud or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't see it either way because there's just nothing there. And unless it's reopened, which is probably not, you cannot make a statement. I just feel like people are wanting today just to say he's a horrible person. I'm just saying, you can't say either way. I
will say this. Normally, people with that size of beard is running from something, okay? That's number one.
He shaved it, though.
Oh, yeah, that's what got him all caught up. I'll tell you something. There are tons of women out there that have atrocious things happen to them, and they come forward, and then when they realize that they have to sit there in front of tons of people. So, I can't say that's definitely what happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where people are jumping to conclusions. What I'm saying, there's just not enough there to jump to any conclusions whether he did it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know what happened with Patrick Kane, and he's still in Gatorade commercials, which is crazy. Which is crazy. Tiger cheated on his wife, loses all his endorsements. Patrick Kane beats up a taxi driver that's just trying to make his way in America.
Just because he didn't give him a dime in change.
No, it's ridiculous. Look, I didn't send that to you when Sebastian texts me things to send to you, and a lot of the time I don't send it. Well, the Matt Patricia thing was one.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you know what? His favorite teams have been taking way too many hits in this particular area. I don't want to rub it into him. So I just would be no doubt in my mind that he did it.
I'm just saying, I don't know either way.
Well, yeah, you can't say
when it is that state, you have to go with what our country is: innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
It's not guilty until proven innocent.
Correct. I just think, I'd like to see him speak on it.
He did, and it was just more, I'm innocent of all charges, and he didn't get into specifics because you can't in cases like that, because otherwise the case will be reopened.
It's just like Rafael Palmeiro never did steroids, mm-hmm. you know, or what's his face? Who tested positive for steroids and said that's exactly what happened. Rafael Palmeiro, when he tested positive for steroids, he said Miguel Tejada must have put something in his drink.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Great times. All right, so last but not least, sports betting. The Supreme Court overturns it.
I'm not an expert on gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gambled or done anything, taken bets?
Yeah.
How does that, just tell me a little bit of how, what will that change for you if you keep doing it? I mean, because do you do the FanDuel and
I had done that before, but when I lived in West Virginia, I did sports betting. I did online sports betting.
Okay.
And I mean, they're crazy. But again, if people want to make a bet, legal or not legal, they're going to make a bet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think you should tell us what we can and cannot do. Like, even though I think that the dad shouldn't be betting the house because he has kids to feed, that's up to him. That's no one's job to be like, stop that.
Yeah.
You know, I think more.
If somebody's got that much of a problem, they need to actually see, have them seek treatment.
Yeah. I think in that scenario, we should say, hey, that guy has some gambling tendencies. Maybe he shouldn't have kids. But no, they go, have as many as you want. That's where we should be stopping people, in my opinion. Anything else?
Michael Jordan's probably very happy.
Oh, Michael Jordan be able to bet wherever he went at. He also, like, I mean, he was betting on landing times. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's a cool thing about betting is, like, I always bet the over on the national anthem at the Super Bowl. They have an over under.
Oh, really?
Over all the time. Mm. Bet the over. Unless it's an asinine time, then bet the under.
I thought you would bet it off.
I made good money off of it because everybody disrespects our national anthem. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, guys. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Tim Thomas fan, Alex Baker.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Yanny.